string beans and green beans are the same thing, I think. And snap beans are the ones you are little snaps that you snap them apart. And I always think of snaps as with peas, like black-eyed peas or field peas or something. The little snaps, you know, with just a little tender bean that you'd snap up and leave in, you know, with the peas.
What about the kind of beans that you eat out of the pot?
Lima beans or...
What about butter beans?
Butter beans, yeah.
What's the difference?
The size.
Or is there any difference to you? Or?
No, I guess not. Not much. Just a... They're just about the same thing. I've never heard of butter beans down here. I always thought of having them up around Aunt Lola's, up around Mississippi, and seen lima beans down here, you know.
Uh-huh.
To get the lima beans out of the pot, you'd say you had to do what to them?
Oh, gosh. You just have to break open the pot. And,
you say you...
You don't snap them, do you?
Did you say shell them or hull them?
Shell them, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip greens.
Okay. What other kinds of greens besides turnips?
Mustard and collard greens.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of eating poke?
No. I don't know what that is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't!
Now that I heard of when I was a little girl.
What do they call it?
Well, I heard a poke salad. Now, old James, this colored guy that worked for my grandfather since he started his business way back, he used to talk about poke salad, you know, and I didn't know what in the world poke salad was.
We thought it was poison.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But now, the same Negro that has worked for my dad since he was just a kid, and he's up in his 70s now. He's been very ill, and I took my dad out to see him several Sundays ago, and there was a colored man there, and he said, if only we could find, and I cannot remember what kind of leaf it was, but he said, if only we could find this particular type of leaf and make some tea out of it and give it to him, he said it would break that fever completely. And I had never heard of this.
That's interesting.
And he couldn't remember what it looked like to even describe it. I said, is
I'm
it
sure you spell
poke?
On the
poke? So he said, no, nothing like that. But you see there again, you're old timers. And a lot of times you're old Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
Know of the old timey remedies.
Uh-huh.
That, they don't have now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have penicillin and your sulfas.
The kind of vegetable, a little crooked-necked yellow vegetable.
Squash?
Uh-huh. What about the white, flat kind of squash?
Oh, gosh. Acorn. That's not acorn squash, is it? I don't know. I've never used that.
What about something that's orange, make pie out of it, thanks.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Huh? Gosh, I don't know.
Do you ever hear
the white corn, the white sweet corn, is that what you're referring to?
What about roasting ears or mutton corn?
No, I've never... We've had that like at cookouts or something where you'd take
have
them.
Have you ever heard of popcorn? Raising popcorn?
Did someone mention something about
now this is from Tennessee. This is where I heard, and the only place I've ever heard.
Now the girls were asking me about that the other day, and I couldn't tell them what kind of corn, you know, that they thought it was the same corn, you know.
They didn't care. I said, oh, you have a lovely